department, by the way.
Yeah, nice to meet you.
My name's John Paul.
John Paul, okay.
My pleasure.
Have a good day.
You rescued him for 5 minutes, sir. I think you rescued him for 5 minutes.
There you go, okay, so now you can go back to your solitude, sir. Nice meeting you, John.
Cheers.
Hey, I get to go to solitude, see you guys later.
John Paul, so what everyone wants to know, and I think is like the definitive question, is how, who reached out to who first on Giuliani? I think that's the answer we need to have, for there to be some clarity on this.
Call from A00 service.
There's a whole bunch that happened in the middle, and I don't feel comfortable about talking about it because I'm still concerned. I'm sorry, guys.
When you say a whole bunch, you talk, was it a bunch pertaining to federal investigators or a whole bunch that pertain to other actors?
Well done.
You know what I mean, though. Was all this stuff happening there?
If we all agreed off the record, so I can find out if I can just ask you if I'm allowed to talk about this. Can we do that?
No.
Shit.
You can go call the lawyer saying, and ask him, and then come back and talk to us.
So do you know how, did you send the copy to Rudy Giuliani's lawyer? Do you know how the copy of the hard drive got to his lawyer?
No comment.
And why this is important is because the Rudy Giuliani connection to the impeachment inquiry last year going after Joe Biden, and now we're a couple weeks before the election, and so that's the sticking point right there.
Do you think this was a kind of known secret among Trump circles that even before you gave this to Giuliani that this was out there, that there was this hard drive with potentially incriminating things?
I saw stuff that made me uncomfortable, and I felt afraid and fearful of repercussions, fearful of all due respect again to your professions, this kind of stuff. And I just wanted it to go away.
Have you heard from any of the Bidens, basically from the time that you received that laptop till today?
Did you call the FBI from the store or your cell phone?
Not it.
From your house?
They approached me.
The FBI? Well,
how did the FBI approach you?
Oh, shit.
Is that what they know about it?
That's what I haven't. See, that's what we were talking about earlier. You did something. You made some action that tipped the FBI off. And I don't think we've gotten clarity on that. Or maybe you didn't. Maybe Hunter Biden told the FBI, which I doubt.
Yeah. I'm sure probably going to run this off that.
Confused because you told me that you did reach out to the FBI and that they didn't really do much with it. So was it that they came to you or that you went to them?
I was afraid. I reached out to some people that I trusted that could possibly get me in contact with the FBI that I could trust. And then they shut up.
Is this over the internet that you reached out to these people?
No.
These were friends of yours.
You know these people for a long time?
Yes.
About how long?
Like law enforcement or civilians?
No.
And are they Republicans or are they anything to do with politics?
So no, just your, no comment.
Just friends of years.
Yeah.
Multiple years.
People I trust.
Less than 10 years?
And so this was last winter, fall, and then they subpoenaed you on December 9th, according to you.
And you, oh, sorry.
I think the issue for us is that the longer we don't understand these points, we're just going to keep showing up here, and you're going to, this is going to continue. And all we want to know is just the order of things, how they happened, so that we can get it right. And until then, you're going to continue to face these questions.
I still have an interest in protecting the people I care about. And because of that, I don't feel comfortable about talking about the pathway that led to the FBI show.
Have you had any communications with Trump campaign officials, Republican officials, political operatives of any kind about this?
And what I don't understand is if Hunter Biden never came back and you have his paperwork that says Hunter Biden on it, the Bidens are all over this town and everyone kind of knows them. So did you not try to reach out to anyone who may have known the guy who's running for president and say, your son's laptop is here?
That's generally not standard operating procedure. The customer leaves us multiple points of contact, and when the repair is complete, we make every effort to reach out and contact the customer, and then do it again, and then after 9 days, the product is considered abandoned. We either recycle it, or we reclamate it, or take the parts that we used if it's a repair that required parts, we take those parts back out, so we can use them in another thing, and then dispose of the machine.
And thank you for sharing about your medical condition, you not being able to see potentially whoever walked in here. But there's a part of the story that says that there was a Beau Biden Foundation sticker on the laptop. And so you saw that?
Yeah, it was on the cover of the Apple logo.
Okay. And so it's that and the form that you think you believe and are certain that it was Hunter Biden's laptop.
What other information on the laptop that leads you to believe it was Hunter's?
Personal information.
Is there any thought in your mind that this could not, that this might not have been Hunter's and might have been somebody trying to set Hunter up?
No.
Okay.
No.
Did you ever review the contents of the hard drive, or did you just copy it and send it?
Paperwork says I checked in the machine to do a data recovery from a liquid damaged computer.
So you would have seen some contents of the hard drive.
I would have been responsible for dragging and dropping all the content.
All of the contents.
Yeah. It was a mess.
And even though you couldn't see Hunter Biden, supposedly, who was here in this office.
No, I wouldn't have recognized him in a lineup. You know, I mean, it's like, obviously this is pre-masks on faces, which just screws me up 100 times more than now than it did a year ago. But, you know,
I'm sorry just to keep asking about this, but you just said you would have recognized him in a lineup.
I would not.
But you would not have recognized him in a lineup.
But.
Okay.
Did you ever see Hunter Biden before that time?
No, I really wasn't paying that close of attention up until last summer.
And did you say, I mean, I had asked if you had known him growing up. Are you from Delaware?
No. Well, I'm a military brat.
Okay.
And was stationed all over, but then escaped slowly over Delaware in the 90s.
So you were in the Air Force, or your parents were in the Air Force.
So when did you realize that it was Hunter Biden's laptop? I'm just confused about this, because it was not when he walked in.
When he paused and said, Biden, I was expecting to know who he was.
Really? Tell us more about that interaction.
It's on the paperwork, so I guess I can talk.
And
I asked him for his name, because the standard procedure is, I'm like, let me get you checked into the system. First name, Hunter. Second, last name. And then there was a long pause, and then it was Marvin. And I'm like, oh. And then I kept working. I have tons of, well, not tons. I have a handful of famous people that come in here, but I either don't recognize them, or I don't know who Sabrina LeBeau, the older sister from Cosby. She comes in here. But I don't know. I didn't watch the show.
And did he, do you remember, did he say why he was dropping off his laptop here in Delaware? Because we have reason to believe that he was not living here at that time.
Customer came in with three products, three liquid damage MacBook Pros. One was a complete write-off, and I diagnosed that at the counter. It's a 2016 or newer model where you can't do a data recovery if there's substantial liquid damage to the logic board. It's Apple solders the drives to the logic board and makes it impossible. The machine can't do it. There's just no way to take it off. This machine was a write-off. So I handed that back to him. The second machine had just a keyboard issue that was preventing him from typing in, so some of the keys were responding, also a liquid damage. So I gave him a keyboard and said, when you come back in, bring back the keyboard so you can borrow this. So I got this dollars for the keyboard. The other machine, I needed to disable some hardware inside of it that was liquid damaged and corroded that was causing it not to boot. So that required it being disassembled, turning it on, getting it to boot up off my network, and then manually transferring the data to the store server. And that's what we agreed on was the initial check-in for the repair.
What model was that one?
And so it's the third computer that you found?
The third computer was the only computer that I checked in.
So you didn't see the contents of either of the two, not that keyboard damaged one, obviously not the one that was on it. The one that was totally damaged, you just looked at it and said, I can't do anything with this.
Yeah,
back
yeah,
in, or?
It was a write-off. I just handed it back to him.
Okay.
I'm not going to check something in when I know that there's no hope for it.
What kind of liquid was it? Do you know?
I lacked the facility to test.
And do you remember if you said
that? No, we don't think about it. In the tech world, we just don't think about what that is.
Definitely.
Yeah, we just...
Do you remember if he said if it fell on a lake, or did he knock some water over?
I typically don't ask those kind of questions. Nobody wants to go into detail how they screwed up their 71 and all that.
And so I'm just a little confused, because why would Hunter Biden have three computers that were all broken? He's not like a computer salesman.
Rich, I guess.
That he's rich.
Was it a mechanical hard drive or solid state hard drive?
All these products had solid state drives.
They're solid state drives.
Okay.
Have you ever in the past seen content on a device you're repairing and contacted authorities?
Absolutely. When I worked at Apple, I was a lead genius at the Aspen Grove Apple store many, many, many years ago, and one of my techs, a customer brought in a computer that had crashed, and if you own a Mac, you know, sometimes when you turn them off instantly and you turn them back on, whatever you had open would open up, back up automatically. It's pretty much what you were doing at the time of death would show up. And that happened to have child pornography. So I was alerted. I locked the Genius door, called Littleton Police Department, and they came in and confiscated the machine.
So did you call the Wilmington Police Department this time?
No. Because I did not see child pornography.
Did you see anything illegal, potentially illegal? Or what you thought to be illegal, which is why you contacted somebody about this?
I thought that if people knew what I knew, then my life would be in danger.
If people knew what you knew, the people as in again, the Bidens are you talking about? I mean, because now people do know what you know.
There's a whole lot of players in this.
Like, the Ukrainians?
Call from Edge Demo Service.
Okay. Don't put that in there. Guy's got a hit squad.
That's what you're afraid of.
I don't need to. I'm afraid of somebody wanting to not make sure that I don't extort them for money or that I don't do, you know, things with their computer. They would silence people too. So I was afraid for the owner. I was afraid for the people that are involved on the content of it. And I just wanted it out of my shop.
So you're afraid for Hunter Biden, not of the Biden family.
I was of.
You're afraid of Hunter Biden.
Not Hunter.
Or the Biden family.
Yeah, just the lengths that people will go to in this political climate to keep things a secret.
And you're afraid of the Ukrainians?
A little bit. They're not. Some of them are very nice people.
Okay.
So that brings me back to my question about why did you re-up it to Rudy Giuliani? If this all went away, because the FBI didn't do anything, and Joe Biden did not come after you.
Yet.
Do you genuinely think Joe Biden is putting your life in danger?
People that work for him, sure.
Do you think if Joe Biden were to be elected president, you would be your life would be in danger? More so than it is now.
Probably about the same, but probably a little bit more. I don't know.
It seems like if there's any risk that might exist, it would have grown. It would have gotten worse in September after you had transferred the information to Rudy Giuliani's attorney. Like, if you're concerned before that, I just don't understand why you would put yourself out there farther and give this information to somebody who had actively been working to somebody who you. I mean, we all would assume if I was going to give information to Giuliani that's potentially damaging the Hunter, you know that's going to see the light of day. So why would you do that if you're trying to stay keep him alive?
I really don't want to acknowledge what you said, but I don't want to say no comment anymore because it's getting exhausting.
I think you should just tell the truth because
I am telling the truth.
I know you're telling the truth, and you've been very helpful for us because we pranged you before this too. But I guess that is what we care about, right? We can all agree, Giuliani, and that is because it's part of the election. And it seems like you said you were scared because you had bad photographs of Hunter Biden, but the story now is they're blowing it up to be about Ukraine, and so you kind of re-upped the political angle of this, and so that's why people want to know. And it's totally fine if Rudy Giuliani reached out to you, if that's the truth, or if you reached out to him. We just kind of want to know what happened.
I can't talk about it. I don't want to talk about the timeline. I don't want to talk about who reached out to who first. And, I mean, it's...
Maybe this is a better way to talk about it. Can you... Do you think the public needed to know this information about Joe Biden's meeting with the Burisma, the head of Burisma? Do you personally think, oh, this is public, this is compelling information the public should know before they vote on or against this guy?
No, it wasn't about voting. It wasn't about the election, to be honest.
Okay.
I thought everything was fine until the impeachment.
Until the impeachment.
The impeachment.
The impeachment hearings were before the FBI.
No, the FBI picked up December 9th.
Right, the hearings were in November. And then the actual impeachment happened.
The impeachment process
was after.
Right.
Was after.
And but the hearings, those big hearings in the House.
Yeah.
I remember correctly.
A lot of them were.
I think it was later.
I remember I was on a trip and I was listening to it, and that trip was in November. Anyway, go ahead.
So I don't know.
When you were going through this laptop, I mean, a lot of the content was from emails. Were these emails separately saved to a file or to the desktop? Or were they just part of an inbox? Like, how did you find those emails?
No comment.
But it's
did
pretty
you
important.
Even see the emails? Because, once again, it's just such an innocuous email. If I have 100,000 emails in my system right now, how would... Did you even see the email? Because I think that's important to know, too.
Mm-hmm. No, I agree. No comment.
Did you at any time post this information or reach out on internet message boards, 4chan, 8chan, anything over Tor or the dark web, or in any ways inform a group of people about the existence of this laptop?
No.
Just those people you trusted, you said.
Just the people that I thought that could help me reach out to the FBI in a manner that would attract FBI agents that weren't local, because I had a fear of repercussions.
And was this people? How many people are we talking about that you reached out to?
Couple? One.
One. Just one? You had a friend or an acquaintance?
Yes.
Was he a friend? Or she? Sorry.
Okay. I trust them, and I knew that they would help me out, and they are better at this political spy press thing than I am, so therefore I was, like, again, wanting not to deal with anything, but I wanted it to get out of the store, and I wanted to do it safely, so I figured put somebody that can vet who they're talking to and get a good vibe about them, and then before they pass them over to me.
I'm sorry, did you repeat that? Did you say they're better at the political spy press?
Well, like, Like, I'm not good at talking to the press. I've never really done it.
Right.
I'm not good at politics or figuring out what I can and can't say in the world of political things. And then going to the FBI using other people, that kind of feels like covert spy shit. So, mm-hmm. You know, that's why I said spy, whatever.
What office of the FBI came if it wasn't Wilmington? Like, if it wasn't in this area?
I believe it was Baltimore with the Wilmington. They have a Wilmington mm-hmm. office. It's like the whole same thing. Mm-hmm.
And so you never heard from the FBI after December?
No, they checked up on me. Can I tell this part?
Yeah.
They needed help accessing his drive.
So you had repaired it, I thought.
No, yeah. I disabled the part that wasn't working, and then so... Moving forward, they hooked up a USB mouse and keyboard, and they should be able to boot and access the drive.
Right.
So they called me and then asked me if I could give them assistance over the phone on how to do that.
They didn't have their own tech people that could do that?
That was a head...
Are you sure you gave this to the FBI?
I mean,
it's in the FBI possession now, but... Did you check their credentials when they came in?
Yeah.
Are you certain
yeah.
they're FBI agents?
I didn't get the monocle out to look at the badge or anything, but I trusted them. And plus, when you've never been issued a subpoena in your life and somebody rolls up on your beach with a subpoena, you kind of freeze and do what they're told.
So the person who put you in touch with the FBI, this is a person that you trust, that you've known. Is this a person that you love?
I mean, I care about you.
Romantically involved with at any point?
No, I only date. Never mind, I'm not going to say that either. Get in trouble.
Would says I thought you were friends with him.
Kevin Malloy?
Oh, I'm friends.
No, Kevin, actually, he sold the house for Mary that I bought, so it was like my real estate. And he used to sell his art out of the houses, which I always liked. Yeah. No, I like nice guy, but.
He is, yeah.
No affiliation or responsibility is linked to this whatsoever.
Okay. Does this person live in Delaware?
No.
No.
John Paul. So I'm just a little confused about how you saw all this information if you weren't actively looking for it, because does each image pop up on the screen when it's transferring over and each email, or
kid had a messy desktop.
So these photos were on his desktop.
There's about a million things on the desktop.
So a lot of people, I mean, you could hear our kind of skepticism, I think. And a lot of people are going to read this, and this is why we're trying to get clarity, because people are going to read this and say, oh, this is ambiguous, we don't know this. They're going to think the worst. They're going to think this guy is intentionally, I mean, and the thing is, if you are doing this politically, that's fine. We live in a political world. But people who are Biden supporters are going to say, this guy surreptitiously went behind Hunter Biden's back to make sure that, ensure that Donald Trump wins re-election. And that's, they're going to think that because, and maybe it's true, but if it's not true, the ambiguous answers you give us aren't going to portray what your true motivation was. And I'm just warning, like, I understand that's what your stance is now. You don't want to give us that information. I will try to write this as straight as possible. This happened.
All of us.
Yeah. I appreciate
and,
that.
And with that, with no comment, people are going to read it ambiguous. This guy is a partisan. This guy is secretly working with Giuliani. I just want you
that's
to know.
That's the point that they care about.
Yes.
Exactly. Giuliani.
Yeah, just so you know that. That's how it's...
And that's
the facts,
fine.
The facts that's with fine. The ambiguity is going to be perceived that way.
Did you share anything in addition to the hard drives, information from the hard drives with anyone, such as any closed camera, closed circuit video footage to prove that it was Hunter Biden who walked in or anything of that nature?
No, the cameras are only really meant to be a deterrent for theft, and then if something does get accidentally taken, I usually review it within 24 hours to see what happened and then address it as it comes. So the drive that's in there is only like a terabyte, so it only holds like 2 months.
And I just want to expand a little bit more on why we want to know about the Rudy Giuliani connection, because there are questions if this is just completely made up, maybe from hacking from the Russian GRU of Burisma, because that was hacked last year, at the end of last year, around the same time. So if you gave the laptop or hard drive directly to Rudy Giuliani and you said, this is everything on it, I mean, that kind of takes out some of that narrative that these are completely made up emails, and the Joe Biden campaign is saying that the meeting never happened, so therefore there's going to be questions about the email, if it's true or not.
I don't know how to respond to that.
Do you remember seeing that email on his laptop while you were going?
When I was transferring the data, there was a lot of things that I saw on the laptop that were very specific to him and his feelings.
And
which raised concerns, and then that's why I approached the FBI.
Right, and specific to a meeting between Joe Biden and the head of Burisma. Just because, like you said, if you can say that would help give some veer the conversation away from this is all fabricated, maybe.
Well, I mean, it's I wish it was fabricated. I wish he had paid his $85 bill and picked it up. Because then this would have happened.
I guess I'm just confused on the timeline. So when you initially looked at this laptop, you had already heard about the allegations of corruption and improper use of Joe Biden's title. You already were aware of all those allegations when you saw these emails, and that's why it stood out, and that's why you reached out?
Yeah, that's about accurate.
Okay.
Do you think that person, that friend of yours, who linked you with the FBI in any way double-crossed you, if we're cliche, no. They worked in good faith in your interest, you think?
Are you still in touch with them?
No comment.
No comment.
Well,
are they okay?
Yeah, I think they're okay.
Okay.
I haven't talked to anybody today.
Okay. But so recently.
If you're afraid for your safety, why did you open up your store today instead of just keeping the door locked so you wouldn't?
I made promises to my customers.
Yeah.
And I want to get out of here right now.
So do we. But the Rudy Giuliani point, and I'm sorry to just keep harking on and you, but you've now, since we first walked in at 11 o'clock, you've almost answered all of our questions, which we're very grateful for. Besides the Rudy Giuliani point, and Rudy Giuliani is deemed by many people to be a shady character who does not play straight for information. And so we need to know if you reached out to him or if they reached out to you.
No comment.
That will indicate to people that you are working with Rudy Giuliani for this. That is how that will be read.
Right now, I'm probably screwed any which way, so it doesn't really matter. I mean,
it doesn't matter.
Yeah, the only thing, there's so much misinformation out there, so much bad faith acting. Like and I'm not just saying this. I mean, I want the information, but also, like, it's always refreshing the few times you get somebody who is actually speaking frankly. And
you've been very honest.
I did this. You have been honest.
And also,
I did this for this reason.
The stakes are incredibly high. I mean, this is not just your life. These are the lives of arguably the whole country and possibly the balance of power in the world. We're talking about the presidency. We're talking about the leader of the free world. We're talking about implications for an election that is 20-something days away. And hedging on this question, it could impact the safety of a lot more people than just the people you care about.
No comment. Because that's not what it's important. What's important is that... You guys do this to everyday people all the time?
No, this is a big story.
It's a tough job.
What's the important part?
I don't know if I should talk anymore. I'm worried.
That makes it seem like you're worried about Rudy Giuliani.
No, I'm worried about... I'm worried about saying the wrong things and getting in more trouble than I already am. I'm worried about my safety, salvaging what I can out of my business.
Why do you think you're in trouble? Like, what trouble are you in?
Respect to your profession, there's like a million press people who have been beating the hell out of me today, and it's like,
everybody knew that. You gave this to the FBI. It got to Rudy.
They told me that nothing ever happens to people that don't talk.
Nothing ever happens to people who don't talk.
Who told you that?
The FBI. And that made me scared. Because that's not something I would expect the highest branch of. No. I don't think it don't.
I got a quote.
It was more along the lines of, you know, in our experiences with stuff like this happens, you know, nothing ever bad happens to people that keep quiet.
You're now alleging that there's an FBI cover-up.
That's what you had indicated earlier, too.
Yeah, that's how I feel about it, kind of. No comment. It's too late. It just feels a little odd, don't you think?
I think on that, if that's what you believe, you need to give us more...
That's one reason why I'm afraid.
You need to give us a name of the FBI agent. The you said they came from the Baltimore
office? Yeah, we can go ask
or
them.
Or the Philadelphia.
We can do this to them.
Yeah.
Well, I don't... Again, everybody's got a job to do, and I'm not trying to make anybody get in trouble.
So who was it? What was the name of the agent?
Is it on the subpoena?
So I tried to get the subpoena. It's not, the full subpoena is not on the New York Post site.
I don't feel comfortable about doing that because, like, I don't want to talk to the FBI again because they're probably not going to be very thrilled to talk to me, and I don't want to be put in that situation.
Why would you be thrilled?
If you didn't feel like the FBI was handling it or on top of it, then did you reach out to Giuliani?
No comment. Sorry.
Guys are nice people.
Sure, I can't get you guys some water.
No, we're good.
How many FBI agents have you had contact with, either in person or via email or phone? Is it just those two? You said two agents who came here that day, one from Baltimore and one from Wilmington.
Not sure where they were from.
Are you not sure where they were from?
But I know Baltimore branch has a Wilmington office.
Mm-hmm. And you were sure they were FBI, not prosecutors from the district, the U.S.
Pretty sure, because the one, you know, in all the email correspondence is a special agent.
Can we see that?
Special agent.
I don't know, I'm scared. The FBI, you don't want to mess with, because...
But you went to the FBI.
I thought I was following the chain of command.
The only way if the FBI is up to any wrongdoing, then you coming clean right now and telling the truth would actually help you.
Great point.
Or make me a target.
I mean, they already know that you are in the news. They already know that you're the name of your shop.
And they don't know what I'm saying because I'm trying to say no comment.
Right, but if they feel like you've left something out and there's a reason to silence you, potentially if you don't speak on it now, you're at more risk than if it was already out. The public knew your version of the story, and it would look very, very suspect if something happened to you after that.
And very bad for the FBI.
Chance I take, right?
I don't know if people are gonna believe that easily, though. I mean, I know it's scary, but because it just seems like they could just say, no, we didn't find any wrongdoing there that was specific. Because what do you want them to do? Arrest Hunter Biden? Or I just don't know what the goal was, what they didn't do right.
And the FBI didn't leak this information. Like, this story is not, the source of the story was not the FBI, as far as I know. The source of the story was Giuliani. So,
yeah.
Like, you gave this information to the FBI, presumably, I mean, if we're being gracious to them, they looked at it, they said, there's nothing there. That's it.
Well, if that's the case, then I don't know.
So other than just, like, a niche, on a notch on the timeline, why is the FBI even relevant to this? If this was, ultimately sparked this story because of Giuliani and you giving him that information in September.
I don't know how to respond to that.
Has the FBI contacted you in the last month?
No. The last
text you gave the information to Giuliani,
there were the tech support phone calls to get them set up, which then again raised some flags, like, why is this?
You said calls. The first time you said it was one call, now you're saying it's multiple calls?
Shortly after, and then called the next day. They needed some other advice.
What was the other advice they needed the next day?
What type of cable to buy.
Cable for what?
Powering.
For power?
Yeah.
But they're the FBI. They don't know how to do that.
Scratch my head. There was that.
So since you gave the laptop and the external hard drive to Rudy Giuliani's lawyer, you haven't heard from anybody?
No comment.
I think that's just what the story hinges on. Because people want to know because it questions your integrity and honesty, even though we all think you've been very honest for the past 2 hours or so. If you're not going to answer that question, then they think you are working with Rudy Giuliani to go against Joe Biden because you voted for Donald Trump in 2016.
I'm probably not going to have any integrity by the end of the day anyway. So I'm pretty much at the point where I don't care what people think.
If you are a political operative, that's okay.
I'm not a political operative.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
I am just a guy that just had something that I wanted out of this shop.
Why didn't you throw it away?
Because that didn't seem like the right thing to do.
You might have been taken advantage of by a political operative. Does that cross your mind?
Yeah. And that's why I was very careful or tried to be very careful up until the end. But
did it feel wrong giving some information from someone else's hard drive if they weren't doing, if there was nothing legally wrong, like child pornography was, does it feel wrong to give that information to somebody else? Have you ever done that before in a case that wasn't child pornography or some other legal situation?
I still don't want her to respond to that, but I don't think I should.
Why didn't you save the security footage?
Because it's just the customer.
Because what?
But it wasn't just, what he brought in, and you saw the data and the contents of it, it triggered you to realize that this was a big deal.
I wasn't triggered until later.
Till past the 2 months mark of the servers?
Yeah, I mean, it was middle of the summer.
So
when I started to get concerned, and because you see stuff in the papers and the news and online, and you're like, I recognize that name. I recognize that name. And you're like, holy shit, I got this guy's laptop. And you just start scrolling through to see if anything's on there? Or? No comment.
And was that this summer or last summer?
Last summer. 2019.
Are there any other copies?
Not that I know of.
So you only created that one copy of the hard drive?
There was a copy that I created at one point in time as a safety precaution, if for fear that if something bad happened to me, then I gave the drive to somebody that would you hopefully leverage it to get me out of whatever trouble or hole I've been placed in.
Is that the same person who you contacted before, who you were saying is a close friend of yours? That's the same person. So that person also has a copy.
Not anymore. Has any other part of the Biden family ever dropped off equipment here?
Not that I know of.
Is there any other equipment that you have that has drawn, has aroused your suspicion about with regards to kind of somewhat political aspect?
Mm-hmm. So you obviously have a favorable opinion of Rudy Giuliani.
Why do you say that?
Because a lot of people don't, and if they were accused of working with Rudy Giuliani, they would say, no, I hate that guy.
I don't like hate.
I don't like that guy.
I'm not that type.
He doesn't tell the truth.
I'm not built that way. When you're afraid and you don't know anything about the depth of the waters that you're in, you want to find a lifeguard. Oh, shit.
Who's Rudy Giuliani with the lifeguard?
Oh, man. No comment. Go.
Jumbo, I think you just need to confirm to us that you reached out to Brian Costello, or Brian Costello, the lawyer for Rudy Giuliani, reached out to you. It needs to be one or the other.
Does it have to be?
Yes.
Why?
Because that's the truth, and you've been so honest, and I think...
But if I say no comment, that's like...
No.
I'm still...
No, that's an answer.
I mean, you just said you sought out a lifeguard.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I sought out a lifeguard with my friend that knows more about this stuff than I do, and I sought out help from a plethora of people. And you'd be surprised how nobody wants to talk to you.
And so when you were at the end of the line, you said, all right, I'm going to talk to Rudy Giuliani's lawyer. I'm going to get it. I'm going to... No one else will help me. I'm going to get them to help me.
No comment.
Well, it sounds like you just said you sought out help from several people. And so there was an intermediary between you, someone, and Rudy Giuliani team.
No comment on that part, but I made... Oh, shit.
I mean, you're exactly right. A lifeguard.
I needed help. I thought the FBI was going to help me, and then I got the overwhelming sense that they weren't going to help me, and I needed to do something else.
Help you to do what?
Keep me safe.
So, after you had given this information,
like, to be honest about what they were doing?
You're talking about the Bidens being honest about what
they're doing? No, the FBI.
So the FBI got this information, presumably didn't do anything with it, or still is conducting on an investigation. You still felt unsafe months after that. I don't understand why you felt unsafe.
One of the agents called me up like 3 weeks later, about 3 weeks later, just to see if anybody has come in looking for it yet. Because if they do, give us a call, stall them for a day, and we'll be back in with it.
And did they indicate that that would be the Bidens or the Giuliani?
Biden. Anybody representing Hunter would come looking for it, let us know, and we'll get it back in your hands. Stall them for a day. Don't email us, only text.
But in this, the way that you're thinking about it, you would say, you're kind of alleging that the FBI is protecting Biden.
No, I'm not alleging that.
Protecting
at all.
Biden, but then you're also saying they're going to try to go after him because you need to stall him. You're like working in cahoots with them.
What? I missed that last part.
You're like working in cahoots with the FBI by saying stall them, answering the phones, things like that.
Well, they're asking me to, if somebody comes looking for this, that I need to kind of tell them about, it's in our recycling facility, and let me go take a look and I'll dig it out and I'll give you a call tomorrow. Mm-hmm. And then I was instructed to text one of the agents and then say, bring it back.
Text on any sort of messenger in particular?
Just regular text.
Okay. And so then why did you go, or you or the intermediary that you have between you and Rudy Giuliani's team, if you're scared for your safety, why would you go to Rudy Giuliani, who's a private citizen? Is it because of his connection to President Trump? Or why was he the beacon of hope for you?
No comment.
You obviously went for some reason. And I don't understand why you can allege wrongdoing of the FBI and not of Rudy Giuliani. You're like really standing by him.
Well, I'm trying to say no comment on what are you. If that's the narrative that you want to push, that's fine.
What protection can he provide to you?
What?
Rudy Giuliani. What? You were scared, so you go to him, and he protects you how?
Well, I don't think I said that to that extent.
Okay. Well, you're scared somehow.
I've been a little afraid for over a year and a half.
So then,
but how does he assuage that fear? How does he protect you?
I don't feel comfortable about talking.
And so you feel duped by him because he leaked it to the New York Post.
No, I don't feel anything about that.
You don't have any animus towards Brian Costello, the Rudy Giuliani lawyer who turned on the New York Post to this.
No, I have no opinion on the matter.
Okay.
I mean, I prefer this outcome as opposed to getting shock jogging in the morning, but, you know, it's...
Okay.
So the fear is that if this had not come out, you would be shot to keep it. Somebody in the Biden camp would shoot you so that it would be...
I don't think it would keep anyone coming out.
Okay, but I mean, what I'm saying is, why would it... It doesn't make sense, I guess, is what I'm saying, because it was already in the FBI's hands. Mm-hmm. They would have had to have gone after all those FBI agents that knew about it, right? Like, if they took you out of the picture, the hard drive is still... is still there. It's going... Like, you know, presumably there was a launch of some sort of FBI investigation. How would taking you out of the picture protect the Bidens from this information? That doesn't make sense to me.
What if they perceive me as a threat?
But the FBI had the information. So you can go out
there. I knew what was on there.
So did they.
And then they probably knew I had a copy because I was pretty vocal about not wanting to get murdered, so I'm going to have a copy.
You were vocal about that?
I'm pretty sure they figured it out.
How would they have figured it out?
Because they're the FBI and they're investigators.
But they can't.
But they can't figure out a computer cord.
Yeah.
That raises my concern about did that computer go to where it was supposed to go.
So what happens, John Paul, when we go to the FBI? We've already gone to the FBI, and they say no comment. But what happens when we go with all these specifics? There's two agents from Baltimore or Wilmington, and they say, we have no record of that, we will not. And then it's FBI versus you.
That's fine.
Okay. And you keep bringing up this killing of Seth Rich, the conspiracy theory. That has been thoroughly debunked.
What theory?
The DNC murder and the jogging in the morning.
I was just giving the example of how,
Well, those things...
Epstein didn't really hang himself. This guy gets shot jogging. You know, that's...
Which so you think those things are true?
I think the government kills people secretly. I think that not the government as an entire entity, but I think that there's a history in this country of people with political motives doing horrible things.
And so name some examples.
I don't want to be on the receiving end of that. I could Google it, I guess, if you like. But...
So... You have no problem with Joe Biden's elected president.
as long as he doesn't have a vendetta.
And you...
And I don't care. Like, this... Just one more thing. I mean, this story's going to...
Steve Jobs used to say that a lot.
Yeah, I know. I understand. So, this story's going to come out eventually. At some point, there's going to be the FBI, internal sources, Giuliani's going to... It's going to be clear who gave who what. It's going to be clear that Giuliani came to you, or you came to Giuliani, or the FBI did this or didn't do this. Eventually, I mean, usually with these sorts of things, the facts come out. They take a while. So, I guess this is my pitch to you to speed that process up.
I don't feel comfortable about speeding anything up right now. Okay. I was just trying to do the right thing that I felt was right. I was honest, and I tried to go the proper channels, and I still think I did the right thing.
I mean, you wanted this pushback where I'm wrong. You wanted this information out there. You wanted people to know this. So
I didn't necessarily want
you didn't see
the entire world to know this. I just wanted it out of my store. I wanted it to be... I wanted some level of safety and security because somebody else, supposedly a high enough branch on the food chain of the government to offer me some level of protection.
But why wasn't that safety and security achieved after you gave it to the FBI? Why did you need to go to Giuliani? Or why did you need to give it to Giuliani after they came to you, whoever came to you first?
Explaining the details that transpired between December 9th and beginning of September.